Hi, Elm Street Radio. This is Horror Rewind calling in. We are curious if you have ever met Robert Englund at a convention. What was he like? What did he say?
We'd also like to know if you've met Heather Langenkamp. We're going to be going to the Women in Horror Film Festival, and she's going to be there, and we'd love to know what she's like in person.
Hi there, Horror Rewind. Thanks so much for calling in. I did have the opportunity to meet both Robert and Heather. I'll start off with Robert because it is a much shorter story. But Robert is a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. The first time I saw him, I was at a convention in 2014. It was my first time meeting Robert after being a fan for several years. And I was waiting, you know, kind of things when you go to a convention and you think you're going to meet somebody. You plan this out in your head of how it's going to be, and you're going to see him at the table, or maybe you'll see him at a panel first. Well, I was at a bar taking preparation shots for our convention time with some friends of mine, and they said, oh my God, there he is. I looked around, and there was Robert just sauntering behind us ever so gracefully with his leather satchel. And it was a sight for basically blowing my mind. And then I went to do the photo op with him, and I was first in line, and he was like, come on over here, welcome, hi, how's it going? And then they were like, come on, we gotta get this on the road. And then he's like, okay, here we go. And I admittedly, because I'm not huge on autographs, I used to be, haven't gone to get anything signed by Robert, but I did get to talk to him a little bit when I handed him a Four West pin at the Horror Hound Weekend Convention in 2015. In September, Mark Patton, I said, I want to give this to Robert, but I don't want to cut the line. There's so many people. And he was like, Mark Patton from Jesse from Nightmare 2 was like, oh, come on, I'll just take you up there. And so Mark was like, hi, Robert, this is Deandra. And then we talked for a little bit. I gave him the pin and then said a couple of more words. And then I just walked away because I was so, you know, you're just really nervous. I felt really bad being in front of the line. And it was incredible to finally talk to this man who not only played such an iconic character, but who I've heard countless amazing stories about from fellow fans in the community. And I've had the opportunity to have a really great conversation with his wife, Nancy. She's a extremely down-to-earth person, but hoping to get a little bit more chit-chat time with Robert, as I will be seeing him at two conventions in the upcoming months, and we will be featuring him, of course, in our documentary, Fredheads, about the Nightmare on Elm Street community. Heavily, heavily talking to Robert with that, so I better get my Nancy pants on and gather all my strength and go out there and talk to the legend. And then there is Heather Langenkamp. What to say about Heather Langenkamp? Our story is long and highly detailed, filled with tales of hot wings, breakfasts, the thriller dance, grease, Nancy banter, a tongue phone, and just endless moments of humor and bonding. So I love her as a person. But let me try and start this from the beginning. I've been working to get Nancy out there for a long time. Late 2009, 2010 is when I really kicked it up a notch and went into the whole cosplay thing. And that's when I Am Nancy was pretty much coming out, so I started to connect with the I Am Nancy social media accounts, which I found were pretty much run by Arlene, Heather's sister-in-law. And so we developed a relationship, and Arlene asked me to submit a video to the I Am Nancy music video. Now, I couldn't make it for the conventions where Heather filmed, and you will notice in the music video that everything, all the shots are shot at a convention except for one that is shot on a webcam and is of horrible quality. And that, my friends, is me. And so I figured maybe Heather knew who I was. It was end of June, early July 2011. I was about ready to meet her when a radio show was going to interview her, and they asked me to come on to be a co-interviewer of Heather. And so I was waiting to see I Am Nancy on the big screen because of how much I love Nancy. It was kind of this big event. And got on the phone with Heather, just was trying to calm myself down. And then it came time for me to ask a question. And I said, "Hi, Heather. I'm going to meet you for the first time at Days of the Dead. I'm waiting to see I Am Nancy on the big screen." And she goes, "Oh my God, I know exactly who you are." And it was just this incredible moment. I went to the convention, Days of the Dead, in Indianapolis, and I was avoiding her like no tomorrow. And people kept coming up and saying, have you seen her yet? Heather's asking where you were. And I had been asked by the convention to introduce I Am Nancy, dressed as Nancy. And so I was sitting down waiting to introduce her. She was going to come down the aisle, and this gentleman took over and did it. Well, Heather comes down. She pats me on the back and says, "Go ahead up and say a few words." And the guy goes, "Aren't you going to say something, Heather?" She goes, "I think she has something to say first." So that was pretty much our first encounter, and we had a lot of good memories made that weekend. Fast forward to last year, when my team and I made a Nancy Thompson fan film, and I played Nancy. Well, we wanted to do a voiceover of Wise Nancy many years later from Beyond the Grave, and that role was filled by none other than Heather Langenkamp herself as Nancy. So I'd gone through this girl who made some makeshift PJs and was really nervous to meet Heather, to finally getting to play younger Nancy in a movie with Heather as Nancy. Cosplay level reached over 10,000. This was also the year that a friend of mine who had owned Nancy's shirt from Nightmare 3, the bluish purple one when she comes in and says, "Never sleep again." That's like her big return. I got a chance to wear it. 2016 was a good year for me. And so Heather has been a role model and a confidant and just an overall wonderful person. So when you go to meet her, I think you're in for a real treat. She is wonderful to talk to. She will talk to you about anything, and she's super generous and kind and willing to give you her time. So I really hope you enjoy that film festival with her and Amanda and all the other amazing filmmakers who will be there. And let me know about your time, because I look forward to hearing all about it. What about any of you out there? Do you have any great stories from when you met either Robert, Heather, or anybody from the A Nightmare on Elm Street films? Let me know. Just about to put the finishing touches on this week's episode of Elm Street Radio with Mick Strawn, production designer and art director for A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, 4, Freddy's Nightmares, the Fat Boys video, and the Dokken Dream Warriors video, music video. You're going to want to listen to this because Mick has some real gems for us. It's a long episode because he's such a chatty Cathy, arguably rivaling Robert Englund himself. I know that says a lot, but just wait for this. And it has got so much information in it about behind the scenes work and how Mick came up with these concepts, how they were executed, the fact that there was a committee on Nancy's hair, which is kind of interesting, but at the same time, it's a little disappointing because all these people didn't know that her streak was on the opposite side. But there you have it. And it's really funny. There are probably moments when you'll listen and go, "Why isn't anybody laughing?" Trust me, my co-host Paige and I, we were dying of laughter, but it was ugly, loud laughter. And so we muted our microphones to make sure that we weren't laughing in Mick's ear and we were not laughing in yours. You're welcome for that. That episode will go up tomorrow on our YouTube channel, Elm Street Radio, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As for next week's episode, we haven't announced this yet officially, but since you're a little fellow anchor community, you're getting the first sneak preview. We will be talking to Mr. Mark Patton, Jesse from A Nightmare on Elm Street 2. That is going to also be another hell of a conversation, and we will hope you will tune in next week for that installment. Ooh, and one more thing. Almost forgot. Last week on our interview with Amanda Wiss, Tina from Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, you can listen to that on our Elm Street Radio channel on YouTube. She mentioned a short film that she's involved in called The Watcher of Park Avenue. She is in that film with Lisa Wilcox, Alice from A Nightmare on Elm Street 4 and 5. And if you guys have ever seen the fan film series, Krueger Tales from Elm Street, the Freddy, played by Roberto Lombardi, Roberto is in the film as well. And there is a radio host called Tippy, who is voiced by none other than myself. Pretty fitting, huh? Since I do have my own little radio show. And since Tippy Hedren is kind of a distant relative of mine, I guess it works out because it is a tribute to her. But in any case, I was sent the opening of the film today by its director, Ryan Burton. It is super creepy, and it involves one of my radio recordings for it. Can't wait for you guys to see this film, and I can't wait to see this film because, like I said, Amanda Wiss, Lisa Wilcox, Roberto, and little old me. So when that goes up, you'll be sure to know about it because I am going to be talking about it. I think that's all I have to say for now. Who knows? We'll find out. My brain goes a million miles an hour, and I'm always thinking about A Nightmare on Elm Street. Until next time, remember, whatever you do, don't fall asleep, because that would be tragic, and we don't want that to happen. See you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.